Great news, arguably not surprising news for Galleria Dallas, just named by the USA Today poll as the number 3 mall in America. That's an enormous, I mean, you think of all the malls in America, that's big news. It's also probably great job security for somebody who doesn't need it. Angie Freed, the general manager of Galleria Dallas, good to have you with us.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here and happy to be talking about this. We're so proud.
That's really quite remarkable. That's it. And I looked through, I mean, you're ahead of a lot of household names. You're behind Mall of America, which is not fair. That's really a mid-sized town, I think. But that's a remarkable program. What did they like about Galleria?
You know, it's purely speculation on my part, but I think, you know, over the last 5 years, we've been working on making a lot of improvements to the building and been adding a lot of new retail. I think the Netflix announcement and the anticipation of that has certainly helped keep us top of mind. But when you think about shopping, Galleria with its, you know, expansive skylight and bright light that comes in and its collection of retailers and the skating center, you know, we were one of the first places to actually have what used to be called Shoppertainment. Now it's, you know, an immersive experience. Galleria has a lot of things for a lot of people. And I really think that's what helped us rank so high.
And this at a time when, you know, there's been a lot. I'm looking, in fact, retail sales came out today and they were somewhat weaker than expected. Mm-hmm. Maybe people were buying in advance of the tariffs. But overall, there's been a lot of concern and a slowdown. Have you seen a slowdown in business at all?
We have not. I think we have been affected by the tariffs and people getting out. We've had strong sales with people getting out and purchasing, trying to get ahead of the tariffs. So our sales have been buoyed by that. But our traffic is up. Our traffic has been up, you know, every month this year, even before the tariffs were a concern. So I think people just, you know, it's like to get out and do things and shop in real life.
You know, I was walking around there the other day. The place is pretty full, and there are a lot of look like new names in. But of course, the one that's not there yet, I guess, is going to be there at the end of the year. Is this Netflix house? I mean, that's enormous. There isn't one that exists right now, and it'll only be what you in Philadelphia. Talk about that a little bit. First of all, are they on track? They still open at the end of the year? Do you think
they will get open before the end of the year?
So yes. Are they going to be open for the holidays?
They will be open for the holiday, yes. Yeah, so it's an immersive experience. A lot of people think it's a movie theater. It is not that. You have to think about it as you get to star in your own Netflix adventure, and all of that will be tied to programming. They just announced today, as a matter of fact, that the two experiences that will open here are Squid Games and Stranger Things. And then they'll also have Netflix Bites, which is a restaurant where your favorite foods are served with Netflix themed products. And, you know, you might get a Squid Games hamburger or, you know, some spin on it such as that. But
It's like two-story. It's a massive.
It's two levels, yes. And it has retail restaurants. It has a Netflix-style arcade, which is obviously a very elevated arcade. And then it has two venues. Where the Netflix programming comes to life and you get to participate in that. So
what are you thinking? Is this is going to be a destination? I mean, I would think this will draw from a great distance. I mean, not the Galleria doesn't already, but that it'll be, but is it going to spin off additional business to your other tenants too?
We certainly hope so. And, you know, it is the two larger experiences are ticketed and timed. So you buy a ticket and you go at a designated time. But the retail and the smaller experiences and the Netflix Bites, which is the restaurant, anybody can visit without a ticket. But yes, we think that it's certainly going to attract regional drive and fly markets. We already attract those markets, but this will certainly help. I think it will. People will, you know, stay in the hotel, stay in the Westin and, you know, make a weekend of it, but definitely come from areas outside of Dallas.
So
Dallas.
Do you think, are they aiming at kids or is this all ages?
The thing about Netflix House is that it constantly evolves. So the Netflix House that you experience today will be different than the Netflix House that you might experience 4 months from now. So, as I said, they're opening with Stranger Things and Squid Games, and obviously that's attracting a younger market. But you might see something around Bridgerton or some other Netflix programming at a later date that attracts, an older female audience. So it's going to be ever evolving and always changing. So you'll never experience the same thing twice.
Have you gotten tenants because of this who want to be
Oh,
nearby?
absolutely, absolutely. We've had a lot of interest because of Netflix House. We just signed Allo. I think that certainly was helped by the Netflix House opening, and we have a lot of other tenants that are to be announced that certainly have started the conversation because Netflix House is here.
Well, I would think this is your time. If you're going to do some serious shopping and it's 95 degrees outside, you want to go to a mall, and there just aren't very many of them anymore. And so that should help. But who is your demographic now? I mean, obviously, if I need a pair of socks, I'm not going to, take on Galleria. But if I wanted to, buy a suit or some serious shopping, then that I guess that's where I go.
Yes, well, who our demographic is. Most shopping centers serve a regional or a suburban market. Galleria is unique. We have three attached office towers. So we have office workers, we have an attached hotel, we have tourists, we have suburban moms, we have young professionals. We really do serve a wide variety of demographics, which is very unique for a mall, for a traditional mall. So Galleria is unlike most malls, which I think helped get us higher in the rankings with
Oh yeah.
USA Today.
So what are the plans? What do you need? I know we've talked over the years. Jerry Montese, the property manager for Trademark that runs that, had talked about putting in maybe multifamily around there, a hotel, more restaurants, sort of reconfiguring it. What's on the drawing board for Galleria going forward?
Well, I think everything is on the table. We are looking to always evolve. Our most immediately, we are looking at adding more food and beverage, and elevating the existing experience. But long term, we're talking about all of those things that you just mentioned. So, no announcement currently. Everything is under discussion.
All right. Well, anyways, time for great celebration is you get the award from USA Today, and it probably is going to get a lot of mileage out of that. We look forward to the announcement on Netflix. Have they let you know when they're going to announce a date?
Probably not until late summer. They'll announce a date then.
And then that'll be probably the next big event. But anyway, and
Yes.
you can brace for it then, I would think. Angie Fried is general manager of the number three mall in the United States of America, Galleria Dallas. Always good to have you with us.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.